And once again, this is The Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric.
We recorded a long time before we finally made a sound. That was funny.
Yeah. I'm like...
Are you going to be first?
Welcome.
Welcome
to the One Syllable Show.
Hi. You like? Cool,
yes.
Huh? Sweet.
Bitchin'.
That's two syllables,
yeah.
That's two. Beer.
Yes. His Eminence is getting rehydrated.
Just call me King.
The King of the Cows.
Call me Cow King.
Cow King. Cow King.
I can live with that.
His Eminence Cow King.
I try hard to have one word. One
syllable.
That's. Yes, that
more,
word.
That's more than one.
You said, not me.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't going by those rules.
I do.
Okay.
I talk like caveman now.
Yeah.
Hi.
Ooga booga booga.
My name Ugg.
Yeah, I hit you with my stick. Drag your woman away.
Drag your bitch. Bitch. That's
yeah.
I made that two syllables.
Biatch.
Yeah. So, what's up?
You know, it's kind of cruising into the day. It's been nice.
Another day, another dollar.
Yeah, I like being inside on these really hot days.
Okay. Is it hot?
I think it is.
I don't know. I'm
you haven't been outside much either, have you?
No. I drive in the air conditioning, come in the air conditioning. I haven't been paying attention.
Were those deliveries that they have those big boxes?
An air conditioned box that they can walk from their car to their house?
No, but then you get warm standing out there putting all that mail in there, right?
Oh. What?
Yeah.
I'm...
Oh, yeah, you're not used to that.
What celebrity?
Lawrence Welk.
What the heck? You're going over my head.
Tiny Puglia.
What?
Tiny Puglia.
Is he like Tattoo's friend?
Oh, no. George Jetson's friend.
I'm
not tracking.
Not at all. You're on fire. You're loving every minute of this. I shouldn't drink and podcast.
There's one thing you should know. If His Eminence can't respond, you've accomplished something.
Don't talk when I'm drinking.
I'm not supposed to drink when I swallow my food, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
No, my dad's eating out of a feeding tube.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh man.
So I watch my mom feed him, his feeding. They call it his feeding. I'm like, what is he? An animal?
He's
throw him a piece of meat here, eat.
He's like the snake. It's feeding time.
No, they have a syringe and just shoot him up.
Yeah, and big fat one like that.
Yeah. So my mom said that. The 7-Eleven.
That's a new thing for a tube steak.
Yes, it is. 7-Eleven was free Slurpee Day.
Yesterday or today?
No, whatever 7-Eleven was a week ago.
Oh yeah.
2 weeks ago, whatever it was. But I guess when you feed, sometimes stuff comes up the tube. Instead of down the tube.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So 7-Eleven day, I guess my sister got my dad a Slurpee. And then my mom went to feed him, and red started coming out, and she freaked out.
Oh, wow.
I go, good thing it wasn't a blue one. And my dad goes, oh, there's one in the freezer.
Really?
So they're just waiting. They'll take it out sometime and
mush it up and
thaw. Yeah, let it thaw out, and he'll drink it, I guess. I got a kick out of that.
I don't know if that's considered drinking.
I don't know. Well, they're not putting that through his tube. That's going down the
gullet.
Yes, the real mouth.
Okay.
So he can have some things, liquid things. He can take liquid down the regular chute, but the other chute to get his nutrient.
To actually get the vitamins and minerals that he needs.
So I kept on asking him, are you full? He's like, ah.
Yeah.
So
I don't think you know.
Yeah, he just says, well, I'm not hungry. So I guess that means I'm getting what I need.
Yeah. I know that when my sister's, whatever he was to her, fiance or girlfriend or whatever, significant other, I guess, be the most appropriate.
What, your sister?
Yeah.
Gary?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Gary. So Gary.
He wasn't his girlfriend.
No, I was talking about my sister, her significant other, Gary.
I thought you said girlfriend in there.
Oh, I probably did.
And that's why I was freaking out, because I'm like, I thought she had a boyfriend.
Yeah,
Okay.
Brain fart.
Okay. Oh, I'm going, this is a new side of your sister I never knew of. That's what I was thinking. So, proceed.
He had some cancer in his throat or something like that, or his neck. So they gave him that. He couldn't eat, so they put a feeding tube in him. And his buddy would come over to the house and pour beer in it.
I bet that was good for him.
So, dude, do you need to be drunk that much?
Oh, really? That's what it was for?
I think so.
Oh, it wasn't a joke?
No.
I guess the radiologist in my dad met and they said that he's optimistic about, I guess, what there's lymph node that's swollen and pressing on his esophagus and making it so he can't eat,
right.
But he's optimistic about the radiation reducing that so he can eat. Like, okay.
It's gonna be a tough time.
Yeah,
because he'll then be able to eat, and he won't be able to taste anything. That's what I struggled with.
Can you taste now? Can you taste this?
Yeah.
What's it taste like?
Well, it tasted like the chicken salad sandwich that I had.
Okay, moving on.
This is Vinyl Rhetoric.
And you can reach us at vinyl_rhetoric
and
on Twitter.
And then there's
vinylrhetoric@gmail.com.
Yep.
Vinyl Rhetoric on
Facebook.
You can find us on all sorts of
on the Bookie Face.
Podcasters, podcast catchers.
Yeah.
You want to go back to episodes that you can't find? Everything's on Podbean, every single episode. This is, you know what episode number this is?
What, 132?
Yep, 132. 132 episodes.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that many. But there's a lot.
Yeah, there are quite a bit.
We packed a lot of nothing into
this. Yeah. Well, my wife always said, you know, you could talk for 30 minutes about nothing and make it at least sound interesting. So
my wife said you can talk for 30 minutes about nothing. Yeah, I said, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
She never said anything about it being interesting.
Janine said it was interesting.
Yeah, your wife was your wife gets drunk a lot, so.
Yeah, well, you know, she has to put up with me.
That's why wine's drunk.
Yeah.
All the time.
What is it? It's hammer time. I'm feeling better now.
Yeah, it felt like an earthquake. I usually I burp when I drink, but I guess this time I'm not burping. I'm burping from my bottom.
Yeah.
Excuse me, my bottom burped.
Yeah. Oh.
That was my first comedy line. Did I tell you that story?
No.
So I'm 3, I'd say, give or take.
Okay.
And we go to my dad's aunt's house. So his father's sister.
Yeah.
And I think she's older.
Than your dad.
No. I think she's older than his you. Dad. His okay. My grandpa. I think she might be the oldest, but we go to her house, and so a lot of family members are there. And I was told I have to say, excuse me if I burp. So we're at the dinner table.
And you did not burp.
I don't know what we're doing. Because I don't think it was actually eating dinner, but there was food. And I don't know how you could be at the table if there were all these older people. But there was, some people were milling around. But I'm, excuse me. And no one pays attention. Excuse me. No one pays attention. Excuse me. And then everyone stopped and looked at me. And I'm like, excuse me. My bottom burped. And then they just started dying. And I'm like, well, I don't know what I said that was so funny. I just thought, I'm supposed to say excuse me. And my bottom burped.
That was Cody. Cody went, when he was small, he got sick and he threw up. And he goes, pooping out my mouth.
Nice. You know, I'm just explaining what I know.
Yeah.
I've
been given limited information to deal with.
A little. I remember I had to be 2, and I walked out of our apartment, and maybe there was an apartment across the hall, and there was a dude that was, they had a party going on. So they're probably in their, it's people in their early 20s. And I walked over, and I have a feeling that the occupants of the place knew me. So seeing me come in their house, I think their door was probably open, and I just walked from our apartment into their apartment. I don't know how I escaped from our apartment unless both doors were open, or that part I'm not clear on, but I do know I walked over.
Your dad let you out, didn't he?
No, I don't know.
He opened the door and went, get out of here. Go play next door.
But I went to theirs, and they were all started talking to me. And there was a dude that was a sailor and gave me a sailor hat. So I had a Gilligan hat.
Really?
Forever. I had a, yeah. So, and I wore it like Gilligan, even though, you know, you could do it the other way.
Yeah.
The way it's supposed to be worn. I wore it like a Gilligan hat forever. And really? then I got a Captain Crunch. I got a iron-on decal in the cereal one time. And I had that iron. There was an iron of Captain Crunch right on the front.
Nice.
I love that hat. I don't know what ever happened to it. I'm sure I probably wore it out.
Probably.
Yeah. I can remember one other thing that I was probably, I don't know, before we moved to my house, and so I was 3 when we moved into our house, that me and a friend, that my parents and their parents were friends, we were playing outside, just digging in the dirt, and I remember finding a marble, and I was probably right around 3, because we'd move out, I was about 3 and a half. I found a marble, and it was a big marble, and it had a V on it, or, you know, it looked like a V, and his name was David, and I thought, look, it's got a letter from your name. So, yeah, that's like, well, I also remember this memory. I think it was probably my 2-year-old birthday. I'd say 1, but I think it was probably my 2-year-old birthday. I got some gifts, and I was in a crib. And my dad wants to shoot. I got this gun. 2 years old, I'm getting a gun that you shoot. And it goes, and shoots sparks out the tip.
Oh, yeah.
It was totally badass. He wanted to shoot it. I said, no, you're going to break it. oh no, he won't break it. He shoots, it breaks.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how that happened. I don't know how I knew it was going to happen, and I was a little upset. But then after a while, like, whatever. It was weird. That was weird. I thought, even then, I thought that was weird that I said it was going to break. I don't even, I could guarantee you my parents probably don't even remember that.
No.
One
of those bad things in life that happens to you.
Well, it's such an inconsequential memory.
Yeah.
That to remember something like that, I mean, why would he remember it? There's probably stuff my kids remember that I'm like, I don't know.
See, I don't remember anything before, like, probably five.
Yeah, so I still remember these things clearly. I right now I can remember them.
They say you remember things that traumatize you.
Okay, finding a marble is not traumatizing.
Oh, good.
Unless I find it in a part of my body, that would be traumatic.
Well, it depends where you found it. If you found it on the ground, or if you found it on the ground in a pile of dung.
No, I found it just in dirt. We were digging in the dirt. We were digging with a pail and shovel.
And there could have easily been, you know, cat poop.
Getting the hat on my head. Tell me about the traumatization there.
They loved me. They struck you.
Okay, that's it. Okay. Dude. I'm just going to go straight to the music.
Okay.
Okay, here's the first song. I can wait. Okay, ready?
Yeah,
Here's the first song. We'll be right back.
Wow.
Like that?
Yes.
I dig that.
That was really an interesting instrumental.
Some song on this album was getting played on the radio, and I got introduced to it and thought,
okay.
Pretty good. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, that was.
And the name of that song was Riptide.
Okay.
You might guess who it is. I'm not going to tell you though.
Okay.
Maybe later.
That was well crafted,
dude.
Guitar work, man.
There was a friend of mine that had we worked next to each other, and we talked music sometimes. And I gave him I brought.
Was that Yngwie Malmsteen?
It was not. No, good guess. Good guess. Strong, solid guess. You never cease to amaze. I was, man, no. He's not going to get it, but you might get it.
No, Rudy Shanker.
Nope. No. But I gave him I knew what he liked. So I gave him like 4 or 5 CDs of stuff that I thought he wouldn't have heard of, but I thought, oh, you might like these. And he raved about this one.
Really?
Yeah. I said, yeah, it's good stuff.
Sounds good so far.
I actually saw him live.
Oh, you did?
I'm probably as far as away we are right now from each other. About as far away as I was from him.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Or the bass player or whoever happened to be standing
in that spot.
Yeah, saw him at a bar. Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
But when I found out they were coming, I'm like, I'm going.
Okay.
Yeah, or him or whatever. Whatever it is, the band, the group, the single.
Those guys.
The person, Yeah, I'll tell you some more about as we go.
Okay.
I don't think I'm pretty sure it's all instrumental. There's no singing at all.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. I can't be positive because I haven't listened to the whole thing in a while. So, but I think for the most part, there's one song for sure that you'll know when you hear it. You'll go, I know that song.
Okay.
But it's a cover. It's not him doing.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
He's not the original.
He's not the original writer.
Okay. So, yeah, I dug it. I mean, the guitar work was fantastic. But as I was listening, I thought, man, it's kind of soothing. But it's not really, it's high energy, but it's not overpowering.
No. It's got enough good licks in it to keep you engaged.
Yeah, as I was listening to that cut, I'm like, man, I know I like this.
The Grateful Dead.
You don't have it. You ready to hear the next song?
I am.
Do you want to hear the name of it, or do you just want to go?
Just go.
Okay.
Do you think I know who it is?
Unclear.
Okay.
The name of that song was Blast.
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 Blasting off.
And just listening to it, dude. Guy plays good guitar.
Oh, yes.
And it makes a big difference in someone's presentation. So the other night after we went to, when we left your son's.
Yeah.
We went to a restaurant bar. Chick I Know was playing.
Okay.
So we went to go see, and they were playing. It was a three-piece combo group.
Got it.
And she sang some.
Power Trio.
Yeah, but she sang, and the guitar player sang. But I think he's kind of probably young, but learning to play the guitar, and he was all right. But he sang songs I like, but they weren't. When he was singing and playing, he was more playing rhythm instead of playing the guitar.
Sure. Yeah.
But some dude that she knew, I guess that she plays in some other band with, or came in and he played some blues, and then she, obviously they play together, she sang the songs, rocked. I was just watching him play, and for him it was effortless, you know. So
yeah, there's
really
he's just
a lot more, I think, skilled at playing the guitar than this kid was. And for all I know, the kid could get to that point, but just watching him play, the dude was shredded, and it made the band itself, because the other kid was taking a break, made them sound so much better.
Yeah,
it was like, wow, that's like night and day. And then actually, he played a song, and the kid sang and didn't play guitar. And I thought the kid sang way better when all he was doing was singing. But when they sang,
'cause he concentrated on that.
Yes. They sang, you know, Jesse's Girl.
Where did you see him at?
Rivets, just a small.
Oh, yeah.
A little restaurant. I got there.
Back in the corner, they have that.
It was back. We were sitting in the back of the corner.
Yeah.
As I walked in, I saw somebody I knew, and my the introducer to my wife. But I'm like, there's nobody in here. But they were all there was quite a few people I knew back in the corner. Couldn't even see them. And then we just sat there the whole time.
Yeah.
But it was good. We enjoyed ourselves.
Cool.
But a good guitar player is a pleasure to watch.
Yes.
Or listen to.
Oh, yeah.
And I think this guy's pretty good. This group is pretty good.
They have a name.
I don't know. What'd you think? Yeah, they have one.
Okay.
You'll hear it, maybe.
Gotcha.
If I feel like it. Did you like that? Did you like that?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I liked the, well, naturally the guitar, but I thought it was good, a well-structured song.
Okay, well, I will tell you this. This is actually a soundtrack to a movie.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. The guy was asked to give a song, do a song for the soundtrack.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess he put together a couple things, and after the director heard it, he said, I want you to do the whole soundtrack.
Wow.
Yeah. So he did the whole soundtrack for it. And it's a movie that was made in the 60s. And then this was like a remake, I think, in the 90s.
Got it.
Or a continuation of Where Are They? I don't know. I didn't see either one, so I don't know.
Gotcha.
But I just hearing notes so clearly.
Yeah.
And then just different, you know, the different structure.
Do you remember Tony Wilson? I don't know if you ever. He was a guitar player down at church for a while.
No.
His Indian name is Flying Squirrel.
Hmm.
He built himself a 7-string. You know, with a low D, and man, that guy could shred. I mean, effortlessly, just like he, you know, and just that good. He was that good, at least.
Really?
Yeah. It was a pleasure to watch him play.
You ready to hear the Knicks song?
I am.
I'll even tell you the name of the Knicks song.
Okay.
Sweetwater.
Sweetwater. Bye.
Agua dulce.
That song,
yeah, a lot of country twang in it.
Yeah, a little bit,
but it was nice.
I like that organ in there, the back half of that song.
Yeah,
all the songs seem to have a nice, steady beat.
Yeah,
good bass line.
I usually need a little bit of vocal, but I don't appear to really give a crap if it's there or not.
I'm the same way. And this is like one of the few albums that I have that has little to no vocals.
I don't even know if the beginning of the song was a vocal.
I know.
It's like somebody grunted.
Or said something.
Yeah.
Like, Kamana Walea, or, you know, some... Yeah, because surfing movie. It's a surfing movie.
That it comes from?
Yeah, this is a surfing movie.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, a surfing movie.
So I just listening to it, I'm going, man, I know I like it. It's really clean.
I can see why.
The next song is the first song I heard off this
soundtrack.
Uh huh.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, that's good. There's another song. Basically, it's the Peanuts theme. Dun 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 dun. But it's played with
this
guitar. I mean, okay. Yeah, like this. It's definitely rocked up.
Wow.
This next song that comes out, 100%, you'll know the song. I believe there's no words in it, but you'll know. You'll go, I know this song.
Okay.
You'll know it. You'll probably know it. You won't know. I think the beginning of it starts out a little different, and then it kicks in. Once it kicks in, you're like, I know that song.
Okay.
This is what's going to happen. When it starts, I'll open my eyes and I'll be looking at you, I'll see you, and you'll like open and you'll just nod your head yes.
Okay.
Because you'll say, yeah, I know it. I don't even know why I'm saying you.
But I won't know the artist yet.
I don't think you will. I don't think you will. 100% you're going to know the song.
Gotcha.
100%. So, you ready to hear it?
Yes, I am.
I've been waiting for this song, so I like this one.
really cool.
Dude, I was watching you, and you're like, I don't know this song. And I told you at the beginning, I'm like, the first time I ever heard it.
But I thought that next part they started was the song.
I know.
I'm like, that doesn't sound familiar. And I'm watching you going,
so when I heard it the first time, I'm like, this sounds cool. I don't know what it is, but and then they kicked into Lowrider. I'm like, what the hell? Rocked.
Yeah, that was
good. Yeah, the first time I heard it, I was like, oh. So
that sounded good.
Yeah, so I really, so I found this guy.
I think that was War, right?
War, correct. Yeah, so I told you you'd know the song.
Yeah.
But I was watching, because I said at the beginning, it's not the same.
Yeah, it's definitely not the same.
But his guitar just shreds through that whole song.
Yes, it's a one guy playing guitar.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I could look.
He's got a ton of effects on it. You know, he's run through a lot of boxes.
Oh, yeah.
To get the tones, he's at, you know, differentiating tones. So.
Sounds like we're singing.
Yeah.
Where the guitar is a voice. Yeah. And oh, yeah.
We were playing that low end.
Well, I think that I will pull it out. I think.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Let's see. All songs performed by him except for one is performed by Dick Dale and him.
Okay.
I'm trying to. I think that it may be. I think when I saw him, I think it was drummer, bass.
Does he play on his lap?
No, he does not play on his lap. Let's see. The band. He plays guitar, guy plays bass, and guy plays drums. And that was it. And I think that's what it was when I saw him.
Okay.
The special guests, Bud Barefoot and Slippery Shank play saxophone, and Dick Dale plays guitar.
Got it.
And then additional musicians, Pancho Sanchez, percussions, Ramon Banda, percussion, Mark Levang, keyboards, Ron Eglett, bass on Shake and Stomp Part 2, David Haynes, drums on Shake and Stomp. Yeah. But pretty much, it's a three-piece, outfit.
This is a power trio.
I guess it is. Yeah, I heard it. I'm like, it's cool.
Yeah, it
sounds
is.
Cool.
Yeah. I may actually take that from you and put it in my collection.
What do you mean?
Just download it into my...
Oh, yeah, you can do that. Yeah, I actually ended up going to... When there was a friend of mine that knew about, had heard Lowrider also on the, because they played on a local radio station. I don't know how much airplay it got, but they played it here, and he came later. So when he came, I think his
where did you see him at?
Easy Street.
Really?
I think the bass player either had a headless bass or he was bald. One or the other. I don't know. He was cool looking. I think it was headless bass because he looked cool playing it. I was like, dude.
A Steinberger.
I don't know. Call it whatever you want.
Didn't have a crown on it.
Yeah, I don't have a crown either, but I don't brag about it. And he sounded just as good live as, you know, of course, when they're... Not very many people there. Wow. Maybe 100 tops.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was less than that. But I mean, like I said, I'm right up front, going, loving every minute of it.
I can see why.
So
I can definitely see why. That
great
rocks.
Sound.
Yeah, that's rocks.
Great sound.
Yeah.
So I don't like a lot of just. I don't mind having when you put your one. Instrumental song on the album.
Yeah,
that's cool. But this was all instrumental. But after hearing
He made his guitar like a voice.
It was good. It really.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's a good guitar player, clearly.
Oh, yeah.
So that song was Lowrider. I guess you figured it out.
Yeah, I figured that one out. Yep.
The next song is going to be called Walking the nose.
Walking the nose.
Which I think must be some, like, something that riding the pipe.
Oh,
that's what I think. Like, right inside the hole.
Oh.
When you're surfing, right in the tube.
Yeah.
That's what I would think walking the nose is, but I don't know. I know nothing about surfing.
You'd be standing on the way out on the tip of your board.
That could be it, too. Oh, that could be it. Hey, that, you're probably right. I just thought, I was thinking like you were in the big shaft like a booger and you were in the nose.
Yeah.
But you're probably right. Oh, well.
We used to call that hanging 10, but because you'd hang all 10 of your toes off the front of the board. Yeah. Stand on the front of the board.
Right.
You know.
I thought hang 10 meant just having 10 digits on the board. I thought, yeah, I could hang 10. Look. Yeah, I guess that makes more sense. See, like I said.
I can hang 7.5.
I can hang 2.
Yeah. T-O-O, huh?
Yes. All right, here's walking the nose. Okay, this is how much I've grown. I was going to say, you beat me to it. This is blues.
This is.
It just was rock to me. I just heard it. I didn't associate it. But yes, I totally thought that as I'm listening to it and going, oh, I know what blues are now. But I listened to it, I'm going, this is cool. I just, it is. It sounds the way it. So, but I'm not. I'm never associated.
Like all those English guys, you know, Jeff Beck, Eric Clapton. They're all blues players.
I never associated that with. I didn't know that was blues. I just liked the way it sounded.
Yeah,
and that's when I listened to it, going, "This is total. This is. Steve, I know what this is. Well, I don't know about that, but I'm like, this is blues. This is. I was going to say it, and you said Stevie Ray Vaughan. I'm like, without that's. The vocals, it was cool.
It is good.
Was that a good song?
It was a very good song.
Did you like it?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course, I liked it.
Yeah.
It's blues. I mean, it's straight up blues.
Yeah, it's funny. I never knew that. I just
no interpolation
knew,
needed.
It was just music that I liked. Gotcha. That's all I care. That's all I cared about.
That's all
about.
You cared about.
Didn't care. I never. That's why I would struggle with categorizing or trying to say what genre I like. I would just call that rock.
Yeah.
And I would call something else rock.
Queen was rock.
Was all
that was rock.
It's all
Queen and that don't sound anything alike.
Correct. Perfect. Yes.
Yep.
But I still think they're both rock.
But yeah, to you they're both rock. Where in reality they are, generally speaking, in the.
But
blues is its own.
Yeah, but I like them both.
Right.
Or at least right. I like some of both. Because there's some rock I don't like, and some blues I don't like.
I don't like Dixieland jazz, and I don't like. There's a form of blues that I'm not real hot on.
Like crappy blues.
Well, I think it's. I can't remember.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You don't like it. You don't like it.
Yeah.
But as I listen to that, so. First time I heard it, I thought, man, that thing rocks. And he's just totally playing his guitar.
Now you hear the chord progressions.
I was thinking that in my head.
Okay, so.
And then the boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, that's a walking bass.
Yeah, I heard it.
That's a walking bass. Like boom, 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 okay. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. So next time you listen to other music, see if you can hear that.
No, it's been happening for
oh,
a while.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been happening for a while. That's master, you've taught me well. I have snatched that pebble out of your hand.
It is well, grasshopper.
So I just
this is good stuff.
Listening was cracking me up.
It's real good stuff.
I just liked it. I didn't know.
You didn't know why?
No, it just I knew why. It sounded cool. It sounded good.
But you didn't know what it was about.
Yes, I didn't know any of that. I would have just...
Oh, Delta Blues. I was never really a big fan of Delta Blues.
Okay.
So, just clarifying that for you.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of Varsity Blues.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the movie.
I don't.
I didn't watch it, but
I don't think I did either. I just know it's a movie.
Yeah.
You're my boy, Blue.
Was that the last song?
No.
Good, 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 good.
No, we got more to go. We got two more, I believe.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to figure out who it is still.
Oh, yeah, I was going to start giving you some clues.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know how to give clues. I mean, are we going to play charades?
No, we don't have to play charades.
Okay. I don't know what clues to give you.
Okay,
I'll give you one clue. The first clue. His first name and the last name have the same amount of syllables and the same amount of letters. I know that gives you no clue, but I think we started out playing syllable game.
Yeah.
So it all comes around. So yeah. Two-syllable first name, two-syllable last name. His.
I think you could be a bit more generic.
I know. I'm trying to think. Because his first name
rhymes with.
No, I'm not going to go that easy. His first name
is. That would be even easier.
That's even easier. Yeah, I'm trying to think who, because I can think of
Bob O'Reilly.
No, I can think of some guy named Berghoff that has the same first name.
Gary Hoey.
You are correct. That is it. That's the answer. Do you know that? Do you know that that's what you said?
Yeah,
or Gary did you just Hoey. Say it like by mistake?
No, Gary Hoey. I know. I remember one time you saying you went to see him, and he was really good.
Yeah.
And MASH, Gary Berghoff.
Yep.
So Gary, oh, Gary Hoey.
So that was a good clue.
It was a very good clue.
I didn't think you would get it off that.
Really?
I thought you might get Gary. I didn't think you would get Hoey.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Good, and I don't have to give more clues.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I was going to
take your brain anymore.
Well, I'm trying to think, well, you know, it's kind of slang for whore.
Yeah, I was going to say the next clue would have been.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, I don't really want to give that clue. It's yeah, he's a hoey. Yeah.
So, is he Gary street corner?
It's like a farming implement that you...
Yeah.
And then expand that.
Yeah.
So yes, it was Gary. It's Gary Hoey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
wish I'd have seen him.
Thought he's. I think he's. I mean, my limited knowledge and access. He's phenomenal. But I think my brother-in-law has a Christmas album by him, or more than one, and says awesome. So better hear the next song.
Yeah.
The next song is. Drive.
Nice
mellow
slow
song.
Yeah.
Nice, I'd say nice, real, good instrumental, but they've all been instrumental. But,
yeah.
When I got this, I knew it was the Endless Summer 2 soundtrack.
Got it. Okay.
I didn't know till today that the Endless Summer came out in like 1966.
Right.
And 76, 86. So it was like almost 28 years later. So kind of like the Escape from New York.
Oh, yeah.
And then 12 years later or whatever, Escape from Los Angeles.
Right, right.
Or Boondock Saints.
Right.
And several years later, Boondock Saints 2. So,
nice.
I liked it. I liked the sound. I liked the...
Yeah, he's a phenomenal guitar player.
The guitar, I mean... So, the lack of lyrics, once I heard it the first time, didn't bother me. Linus and Lucy. So that's the first song on the second side, Linus and Lucy. But it's pretty much, it's the Peanuts song. And right. So they played that, they played the Lowrider. And right. Both of them, I thought, man, this guy's good. This sounds cool.
These were like childhood songs, and you're rocking them out.
Oh yeah. So when I got it, I was like, okay, well let's hear. Because I was trying to it's a soundtrack. I don't get this, but it turns out he did the whole soundtrack for it, and I think it. So it followed two guys surfing, and that was the Endless Summer. They were just surfing all summer. And then Endless Summer 2 followed the same two guys 28 years later or whatever, how long it was. I think that's how
how it progressed in storyline.
But yeah, when I saw him, I was like, oh, dude, you're awesome.
Yeah, that was...
And being, this close away...
Nothing better than that.
Cool, too.
Yeah. I agree.
I recorded this. I recorded this, Run DMC, Concrete Blonde, and one other one. I can't remember which one it was, but I was trying to figure out which order I was going to play them in. So this is the last one, so I played all four. So whatever the other one was.
Right.
I'm like, how do I do this? I mixed it up, and I'm pretty sure you would like this one.
I would.
I wasn't sure, a couple of the others. I'm like, yeah, we'll see. But I'm like, I can't wait to hear this one.
Yeah.
And it's a good song. It's good sound.
Yeah, very, very talented.
Yeah. I mean,
very well structured.
It's 14 songs, and it's all just
blues.
It's just or whatever, music with a guitar.
Yeah.
So the last song is La Rosa Negra.
Okay. The Black Rose.
See. Thank you.
that would have been the first song you played, I'd have told you this is Carlos Santana.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Oh, yeah. I liked it the throughout that whole side. He's got a lot of different sounds.
Yeah, you got some Caribbean, some Latin American.
Blues, rock, hard rock. Yeah, I thought the whole...
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Other side, just the same.
Nice. The
same thing. It's, nice. It's a
cacophony of that kind of sound.
Softer stuff, harder stuff.
Yeah.
I never thought, oh, I want to go see this movie, except for when I got the soundtrack. I thought, oh, I want to kind of see this movie.
Yeah.
But then I thought, well, why? I probably won't even like it, but I like the music.
That'd be a reason to watch it.
Yeah, maybe.
You know.
I know.
Of course, you'd probably have to see it in the summer one before two might make sense.
Yeah, maybe.
And then you'd just be listening for the music, and you already have that, so why waste?
And that's pretty much was my thought process. Yeah. I would say if I saw it on now, I probably would watch it. If I said, oh, it's on, I'm going to try and find it. You know, but if I saw in the summer,
right?
Two. Oh, I know what that is. I'm gonna check it out and see how the music integrates into the outfit.
And if I don't like the mood, the way the movie's going, I'll just turn it off and go put the album on.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, gotcha.
And this again falls into that thing where I seem to have a lot of movie soundtracks, but it's because I like the music,
right?
Different stuff was some of it was compilation with a whole bunch of different artists. Some of it was one person doing all the writing, and then maybe the actors and actresses doing the singing.
Right.
Some of them just maybe because eventually Flash will come up. Flash is just Queen.
Right.
Playing all doing the soundtrack for the movie Flash. Gordon. I really like this. So I was looking for some stuff. Because the other one I couldn't remember was Jackal. I was looking through other things. My CDs that I don't have albums for, and I found I love this album. So I grabbed, like I said, those four albums are four CDs that I have that I don't even know if they have albums for them.
Right.
But Jeffrey Osborne, I popped that in there in between. I have a couple other things that I want to do. I think that, you had talked a couple of shows back about doing a kids thing. So I'm
you're prepping.
I'm ready to do that. I think I got my next three or four, but was it yesterday? Yesterday I pulled down an album. I just said, because the way my albums go, I have a big entertainment center, and on the top I have probably about a 2.5-3 foot wide
section of albums.
Yeah, it was a some sort of crate, so it's on its side, but the albums fit perfectly in it. So I have like my A through.
That was like a
B,
like a lettuce crate.
Yeah, so I A B C's up there, maybe A through C, yeah. Maybe A through. It's probably only through C, and then I have six sections: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 down below, where I go D through Z, and then right. Miscellaneous.
Gotcha.
So I keep looking at the ones down below. I go, oh, what do I have up here? So I just flipped through a couple. I said, there was an artist, I said, and which 100% guaranteed, as soon as I play the first song on side one of that, what I recorded, you'll go, oh, I know who this is.
Okay.
And if you don't know in the first couple of notes,
right.
You'll know the second song, you'll know the third song,
gotcha.
And I think you'll know the fifth song. Yeah, it's
all right.
It's a prolific writer okay. And performer. So, but I'm like, oh, I'll pick a couple things out and said, I want to explore this and do it, let you hear it. Some of it I know you've heard, other stuff not, but I'm excited about, the next 8 to 10 shows betwixt us.
I'm excited that I'm, then you can see that I'm excited for probably the next 12.
Sweet. Because, well, I have more. I have enough probably right now recorded for 14 or 15 shows.
One is an artist I've already done.
Okay.
But earlier work.
Cool. So, yeah, I'm excited about the next step we have.
My next one up, I think, and I'm going to have to ask you, well, after it's played.
Okay.
I think you'll know who it is.
Oh, we'll see.
Okay.
So, that was Gary Hoey. That
rock.
Soundtrack for
Endless Summer 2. Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed that you brought that.
Yeah.
That was definitely up my
I thought
alley.
You'd like that. I really thought you'd like that.
Definitely up my alley. Yeah, that's in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Oh, it is. Very much so.
I like this kind of thing.
Yeah, I've always liked the blues.
Yeah, I didn't know it was the blues.
You do now.
Yeah, so do you have anything else?
I don't have anything else.
Say goodnight, Blob.
Goodnight, Blob.
Bye.
Later.